This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two new laws in our state.
Senate Bill 718.
Bill 718 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on January 26th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 6th, sent to the executive branch on May 11th, and signed into law on June 16th. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City is the sponsor. She says this new law designates the third week of September as Historically Black College and University Week in Missouri.
This bill is essentially just called HBCU Week. For those who don't know and those listening, that's Historically Black Colleges and Universities. HBCU Week in and of itself was a national week established in 2009 with the help of a very important organization that was thought about in St. Louis called Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, which is the first African-American sorority founded at a university.
Senator Washington also says Historically Black Colleges play a big role in Missouri.
So basically what we're asking is that we just institute a bill that would encourage support, education, and celebrations during the third week of September, which is in fact already HBCU week. Historically Black colleges have a rich culture throughout the United States and especially here in Missouri. With only having less than 12% Black people in the state of Missouri, we're very blessed to actually have two Historically Black colleges. We have Lincoln University, which was founded in 1866, and Harris-Stowe State University, founded in 1857.
This new law also relates to the Medical Preceptorship Tax Credit, Dual Credit Dual Enrollment Courses, Career and Technical Education Aid, Computer Science Courses, Name, Image, and Likeness Rights, the Workforce Diploma Program, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline Information, the Advanced Placement Examination Credit, and Bankruptcy Exemptions. Senate Bill 718 became law on August 28. Senate Bill 725 also took effect on August 28. This measure was pre-filed this past December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee on March 3rd, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 30th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 7th, sent to the executive branch on May 13th, and signed into law on June 16th. Senator Dan Hagan of Cosby is the sponsor.
This language is required by the federal government to be in compliance with our ground ambulance FRA. The language excludes revenues received from supplemental reimbursement for ground emergency medical transportation from the definition of gross receipts used to determine each ambulance services reimbursement allowance. Again, CMS is requiring this language to be in compliance and allow us to maximize our allowance.
Missouri senators have also started toward the next regular legislative session. New leadership was chosen last week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.